Okay, we're herb farming now, and that's I kind of like the twist you put on all this.
Truth in the American way, and all that truth, justice in the American way.
Fact of the matter is, you need to control some of those herbs.
Well, you don't. You see, what happened is these herbs have come up so thick in your garden. You know, these were weeds we were talking about. These herbs have come up so thick in your garden that if you don't thin them out real good, and you can either do this with a hoe or your exercise routine, that they might take water and nutrients away from those plants that the rest of the people that come to eat with you want to eat, and that's tomatoes and peppers and those types of things that the rest of us like to eat, you know, where they're not into eating weeds or herbs or whatever. All right, the next thing that we want to talk about, one of these, and I say you think I'm being facetious. I'm misunderstood.
No, we wouldn't.
Some people
think
I'm facetious. Now, nut sedge, or nut grass, now I know we got some people wallering out there now, you know, because I mean it's something. Believe it or not, that was introduced. That was introduced into the United States as an edible crop. They ate the nut. It's called nut grass, you know, and pecans a nut, walnuts a nut, and so is this stupid little grass. The problem is people are not eating them fast enough. I guarantee you, if you started growing this thing and said, hey, man, I'm going to eat this thing, that nut sedge would die from one end of this country to the other. You know, you couldn't grow it, so if your life depended on it. Just like somebody called me the other day, wanted about 5 or 6 acres of chili poutine to make sauce out of. I said, well, you know, we might be able to grow them, but I don't know who we get to pick them. And, you know, everybody here got chili poutine. Their chili poutine is a weed in everybody else's yard, except for the bold boy that hadn't got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I need one myself. Yes, in fact, the lady called me, told me to come by. She's got small plants.
Yeah, I bet she has. Out in her yard, in her driveway, anywhere else.
Mine died during the freeze last year.
Was she laughing when she told you to come by and get them? Anyway, if you got nut sedge and you want to get rid of it other than eat it out of your garden, this is a serious problem. Now, the best thing that you can use on nut sedge, and you got to make a run at it. I mean, it's just not going to happen. The VAPAM treatment that we talked about, you know, where we covered made the bed, threw the raised beds up, covered it with plastic, or put the VAPAM down and covered it with plastic, that gets rid of nut sedge. That gets rid of all grass. The next best thing to do is treat it, is spray on a glyphosate herbicide and just spot treat it. In other words, don't spray everything in sight. Just spot treat it when it gets about 6 inches tall with a glyphosate herbicide. Sold as Weed Away, sold as Roundup, sold as Grass Begone. Not Grass Begone. Grass Begone will not kill it, by the way. Sold as Cleanup. Cleanup, Roundup, Weed Away. Those are the three glyphosate products that are on the market. And you may have to treat it several times. In other words, treat it. And I'd use a, you know, pretty strong strength, almost full strength, because you'll just treat the grass, and it'll take about 2 weeks, and it'll kill down. Now, that doesn't mean that it won't come back again. It'll turn yellow and kill down. It may come back, and when it comes back, you get it again. That's kind of like killing poison ivy and poison oak. That's the best way to do that. But the reason that you can get away with using these glyphosate products is that they're inactivated when they come in contact with the soil, and they only kill what they touch. In other words, they don't move or drift like some of the other herbicides. So if you want to try to kill out your nut crop, I don't know why. You know, pecans are not going to be that good this year. I don't know why people would want to get rid of the nut sedge or nut grass, but it's these same types of people that don't understand. They think they've got weeds out there when they really have herbs out there. You know, one man's trash is another man's treasure.
Oh, yeah, treasure those weeds. Is that what you're
saying? That's what I'm saying.
That's
now, don't send me any, understand? Yeah, I'm growing my own.
All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Jerry Parsons, area vegetable specialist with the Extension Service. He's been with us, and he'll be back again next Monday.